Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning, and I trust you're up and getting ready to go to the house of the Lord. Present your body living sacrifice this morning and honor Him, the first fruits of your heart this morning, exalting Him, rejoicing in the God of your salvation this morning. I know the world's coming apart by the seams, getting worse all the time, brother. I sure don't fit at home in this old world, but I sure am glad there's a higher ground. And I'm glad we're going to move up one of these days, just listening for the sound of the trumpet, listening for the shout of the Lord Jesus Christ to come up hither. And I thank God we'll leave out this morning, and maybe before this year comes to a close, never know. And so we got much to rejoice about, much to be thankful for. And I know things may be bad around your house. I'm not trying to diminish your sufferings or your problems, but I tell you, they always could be worse than what they are. And there's always someone else who is far worse off than we are this morning, and God's grace is always sufficient. His tender mercies are new every morning, and so I'm just glad this morning that He loves us and that He provides for us each and every day. So you've got something to worship about this morning. If God never done anything else for you, He saved you this morning. He's the only true and living God this morning, and He's worthy of all of our thanks, our praise, our adoration this morning. So get over the gloom, get over the humbug this morning, and thank God. Go to the house of God and just worship this morning, and I guarantee you'll be worth everything that you put into it. You'll never outgive God. So I hope this Christmas season is upon us this morning. You might as well get in the Christmas spirit and quit dreading it, quit letting it depress you or bring you down this morning. It's not about the gifts, and it's not about families, not about the empty chairs. It's about God giving His only Son for you and I this morning. To have a Savior in this world, that you and I could have hope this morning beyond this life. And so we've got much to rejoice about this morning. And I hope these songs will be a blessing to to you. Remember these in prayer this morning, Brother Cecil Parrish and also Bella Parrish, Maxine Jones, Edna Owens, and Glenda Henderson. I also remember Tabitha Thompson, special request Chris Simpson, Chris Sims, and also Linda McKim, Haley Stutter, Jimmy Ray Seals. Remember him in prayer, Mamie Heartline. And also our longtime listeners, Harold and Helen Odom, Bob and Linda Schaefer, also Zula Ellis, and Haley Mae Dentmont. Remember them in prayer this morning. And I hope these songs will bless and be a blessing in your heart this morning.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Besong the earth goodwill to men from heaven's all gracious.
Amen. Isaiah chapter number 9 this morning, verses number 6 and 7. And the Bible said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Our Heavenly Father, now God, once again we come before you this morning. Thanking you, God, such a beautiful day that you've given, Lord, the blessings upon our life and for the privilege this morning, God, to read your word and had to call upon your name, God, present ourselves in your house and had to lift up your wonderful name, Lord, through song and praise and prayer and fellowship and giving in everything that we do. I pray that your name be glorified this morning. I pray, Lord, that you might draw all men unto yourself today, God of heaven. I pray that you bring some precious soul into the marvelous light, into the saving knowledge of Christ. Anoint your men afresh this morning, God, that they might stand and boldly proclaim the word of God this morning. I do ask you, God, this morning, Lord, that you touch those we made mention, the sick and the afflicted this morning, God, and those this morning certainly this morning, God, that are facing surgeries, recovering from surgeries, taking treatments this morning, God, and for those this morning, God, that have had to bury their loved ones, I pray you bring comfort unto their heart this morning. You're the only one that's able this morning, God, to speak peace unto their soul today. God, have your way and your will this morning. God, may your word go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning. In Jesus' name we pray and ask these blessings this morning. Amen and amen this morning. I want to preach this morning upon this thought. I know this is a familiar passage of Scripture to you this morning concerning the order origin of Christmas. At the origin of Christmas this morning. At the season of Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. It seems to be coming round sooner and sooner every year. And the meaning is becoming more and more distorted. It seems like the message gets lost in the hustle and the bustle. In fact, sometimes I become weary of Christmas. I'm talking about the retails, the sales and the bargains and the commercials. I mean, here, buy Christmas for less, and you can buy more Christmas at our store. Dear friend, you can't bag and box and buy Christmas today. It has to come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, the presents we give out, dear friend, this morning, and if we don't get what we expected, the disappointment that follows, all the crowds pushing and shoving, and all of, dear friend, the crime that takes place. Dear friend, what a shame that it takes Christmas this morning. I'm talking about the rhetoric, the debating and demonstrations and the displays. Dear friend, everywhere you look, you see Xmas. I just take Christ completely out of the very thing that we celebrate this morning. Dear friend, they're arguing whether or not you're to say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas. Man, whether we ought to call it a Christmas parade or a holiday parade. Is it legal to have a manger scene? Is it legal to sing a Christmas carol? Dear friend, do you see the road that we've taken? Dear friend, concerning Christmas. And then the rubbish, dear friend, about Santa and his elves and reindeers. Dear friend, that's not what Christmas is all about. Dear friend, Kwanzaa and Navidad and solstice. Dear friend, I'm telling you, I'm not a Scrooge. I'm not a Grinch. But I'm weary with the contention over Christmas. Man, what I'm not tired of, I thank God's the old true story concerning Christmas. Woo, thank you, God. Dear friend, I'm talking about, dear friend, this morning, it seemed like the 1st of December, there's just a different feeling in the air. Man, and I'll tell you something else, brother. I'm not going to let some religious fanatic rob me of the joy and the blessing of celebrating Christmas. Man, dear friend, I don't know if Christ was born in December or not, but sometime between January and December, the Son of God came to this world. I thank God, incarnated in flesh. Dear friend, and there ought to be one day we set aside to honor that. Man, dear friend, I'm not going to let some wacko, dear friend, steal my thunder. Dear friend, about lighting a tree and decorating, dear friend, and singing songs of joy. Dear friend, the Bible said that Christmas is a time of good tidings, of great joy this morning. Man, dear friend, so you go ahead and play those Christmas carols. You go ahead and send those Christmas cards. You go ahead and light those, thank God, twinkling lights. Let's gather in fellowship, dear friend, but let's not forget, dear friend, why we celebrate Christmas this morning. Amen. Dear friend, so why is it that we observe such a day as this? And for what reason do we honor its content? I'm not going to dispute or argue the events of our traditions and what our children may anticipate. Dear friend, but I'm telling you this, brother, you better explain to them, dear friend, the real reason for the season. I mean in detail, explain to them why we celebrate Christmas. Amen. We know why we've set aside July the 4th. We can trace it back to 1776, at the time of our independence in this country. We know why
why we set aside the fourth Thursday in November. We can trace it back to the 1600s when the pilgrims came out of this country. Amen. Dear friends, so why is it, brother, that we celebrate Christmas, that we set aside December the 25th of every year? Dear friend, why do we honor such a day as that? Brother, you can't just trace it back 2,000 years ago. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, you can trace it back to the days of the prophets, back to the days of the kings, and thank God all the way back to the Garden of Eden, even before the foundation of the world. Thank God this morning that Christmas Day was already in the mind of God, that there'd come a time that His Son Jesus would step out of eternity, and thank God being wrapped in flesh, born to a virgin, laid in a manger, thank God, in Bethlehem. That's where my root is tapped this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today my heart rejoices. Dear friend, not because of the gifts and presents, but thank God this morning it rejoices over the greatest gift that was ever given to this world. I am the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother, I'm going to celebrate Christmas. Amen. You go ahead and run around and say, brother, I wouldn't celebrate no pagan holiday. You can sit in a corner and frown and suck your thumb. Thank God I'm not going to let it damper my spirit. Amen. You can commercialize it, advertise it, initialize it, but I'm going to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Honey, I'm going to lift up His wonderful name. Amen. And I'm going to say, happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you for coming in this world and being born. Jesus said, for this cause came I into the world. Dear friend, to this end was I born. Thank God I've got something to rejoice about when it comes to Christmas. Amen. I take away the trees, the lights, the bowls. I thank God the present, and it'll still be Christmas Day. I thank God this morning I'm going to commemorate. Have they still a reason for the season? Have they still a Christ in Christmas? Amen. Dear friend, there's a time to gather at the cradle. And as old Simeon, he said, I see the salvation of God. Amen. And it started there in Bethlehem. In a stable, thank God. Dear friend, and I'm going to communicate. I love to tell the story. Dear friend, to sing the first Noel. Amen. Dear friend, I realize, dear friend, this morning, there's much debate, lots of arguments. Dear friend, I'm going to tell you, brother, I don't disapprove of Christmas plays. Dear friend, it's the one time of the year. Dear friend, you can reach those who are untouchable at any other time of the year. Amen. I'm not going to replace those with gospel preaching. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you one thing, brother. I'm going to tell the story, dear friend, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can trace it back to the very beginning of the origin of Christmas this morning. There's four things said in this verse that I want you to look at this morning. May I say, first of all, the prophecy of Christmas. Amen. The Bible said, unto us a child is born. Amen. Brother, if you took it all away, dear friend, the presents and the bowls and the lights, dear friend, it'd still be Christmas this morning. 700 years before there's ever an inn in Bethlehem, before there's ever a stable built, before the star ever twinkled in the sky, the prophet Isaiah said, there'd be a child born born unto us. Amen. In chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah said she'd be a virgin. Amen. I know the agnostics don't like this, and the scientific society don't believe it. But brother, I'm telling you, Mary said, how shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you, and the power of the Most High shall come upon thee, and that which is conceived in you will be of the Holy Ghost. If man had anything to do with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if man had anything to do with his conception, he would be just as contaminated as we are, just as lost as we are. Amen. But God chose a vessel, dear friend, in the pure, untouched virgin of Mary, to send his son. Some that said, thou hast prepared for me a body. Amen. And it is in that vessel that God brought his son into this world. Dear friend, she was virtuous. His birth was perfect and sinless. Amen. All of us are born into sin under the same curse. We all owe the same debt. But thank God, when Jesus Christ was born in this world, he was the perfect a Lamb of God, without spot and without blemish, perfect in all ways. Dear friend, but also I find it was a voluntary birth. Dear friend, children don't have to be brought in this world, but brother, this one did. He's the only one that's ever asked to be born into this world. Thank God that he came. It was prophesied long before Christmas Day. However, come to pass, God shed a little light and gave word of truth to the old prophet. And then also notice the purpose, dear friend, of Christmas. He said, not only unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given. Amen. Notice, unto us. He did not come for himself. He did not come for the angels of heaven. He came unto us. He came for us. Man, dear friend, this morning he came, dear friend, with a job to do, a task to complete, a mission to finish this morning. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We don't realize what was placed in our hands, in the hands of Mary and Joseph. Amen. In the hands of John the Baptist. Amen. Dear friend, in the hands of Pilate and the Romans. Dear friend, this morning I want you to know he was a son. He and the Father are one. He's God in the flesh. I thought it not robbery to be equal with the God of this morning. He dwelt among us. Dear friend, he is on a mission of mercy to display the works and demonstrate the love and declare the will of God. He wasn't just a prophet. He didn't just see a vision. He is the second person of the Godhead Trinity, the sovereign God. I thank Lord this morning. Amen. He was the sacrifice, dear friend, that was given unto us. Dear friend, the Lamb of God had to take our place in death, had to taste death for every man, had to set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem and to die. Had to shed his blood, had to be in our atonement. Dear friend, that's the purpose of Christmas. I was eventually Easter, where he died for us and was risen again on the third day. Have died, thank God. Dear friend, this morning, for our atonement, have risen for our justification. Dear friend, this morning, he is a Savior. Dear friend, the one that reaches out to all fallen men. How to forgive sin this morning. He's the only one that can wash away the stains and the stench of sin, make you a new creature. Amen. To clothe you in his righteousness. How to make you worthy to stand in the presence of God. That was the gift that he brought to this world. The Bible said in Ephesians 2 and verse 8, at FM this morning, for by grace are you saved, by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. At FM, the Bible said we're saved by grace through faith. At FM, you cannot obtain it yourself. You cannot merit it. You cannot earn it. At FM, it has to be bestowed upon you as a gift of God this morning. Notice the promise. At FM, the Bible said the government had be upon his shoulder. Amen. Speaks of a time when he is enthroned and proclaimed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thank God that day is soon coming. It's just right around the corner. And the Lord's going to return. And thank God coming for his bride. A rapture of the church, calling out the believers. Amen. While Santa's coming down your chimney. And thank God the church is going through the ceiling. Amen. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. Amen. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Paul said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ arise first, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with him. Amen. Thank God, going to the judgment seat of Christ and going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then we're going to come back and reign for 1,000 years of glory. Amen. You say, I don't believe that, preacher. I will explain it to you during the 1,000 years. Amen. And FM, then the Bible said, he's going to make all things new. Amen. And there'll be a new heaven and earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. At FN, and it's never going to end. And there'll be no more. At FN, forevermore. I'm glad this morning I'm his and he's mine. At FN, Christmas. At FN, I remember the first Christmas after I got saved. It took on a whole new meaning. Amen. It had a richer, more full, I thank God feeling about Christmas. I when I understood what it was all about. And then lastly, let me just mention how the preeminence of Christmas. How there's more than 500 specific and definite titles given to him. Amen. How you can't describe God in one word. Amen. How if him this morning not tongue or pen could ever tell. If all the books were written, the world couldn't contain it. How if him, but you notice here. How the Bible said they'll call him wonderful. Amen. That's a pretty good adjective. At FM this morning, oh, he does all things well and has done good to all men. His testimonies, his works, his knowledge, his name is wonderful. I thank God this morning he's the counselor, the mediator, the intercessor, the fixer of the broken, the advisor, the guide. I thank God he's the way and the truth and the life. The Bible said he's the mighty God, able to do all things and nothing too hard for him. Neither is anything impossible to him that believeth this morning unto him. That's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And if he's the everlasting Father, he's always been there and he'll always be there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I'll go with you even unto the end of the world. Thank God this morning we can depend on him. He's a friend that's to get closer than a brother. At FN, he'll walk with you even through the valley of the shadow of death. And thank God he is the Prince of Peace. He's the only one that can make peace in your life. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world knoweth, but my peace. Thank God, the peace that passes understanding and the peace that flows like a river. I thank God this morning. He summed it up on the mountain with Moses. When Moses said, who am I going to tell them that sent me? And God said, you go tell them, I am sent you. Amen. He is everything that we need this morning. Everything to make your life complete. If you need a friend, he says, I am. If you need a Savior, he says, I am. If you need a marriage counselor, he says, I am. If you need a financial advisor, he says, I am. If you need a doctor, he says, I am. I thank God. If you're looking in a stocking how to find happiness, if you're hoping what's in the box under the tree is what's missing in your life, brother, you're going to be just as disappointed on December 26th as you were on December 25th. And if the Bible said, look on Jesus, amen, the author and the finisher of our faith, and the captain of our salvation, he is all that you need this morning. I thank God. I hope Christmas means something to you this morning, more than watching a twinkling light or a box with a bow. I thank God it's all about him. Have the Lord Jesus Christ, may he richly bless you, is my prayer.